5, we must cultivate the science of human relationships, the ability of all peoples of all kinds to live together in the same world at peace.
You know me bad, man. Put it on, you know me bad, man. Big body girl, you me like that. One for me, don't be sad, girl. Bad girl, you know me bad, man. Me got the things you really gonna like. Grab my, girl, one slow, no be, pull out to my room, we go, forget your conscience, me and you. Grab my yeah, run slow, no be fly to my room, we go forget your friends, just me and you. Girl, I wanna talk to somebody like this.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival. Located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
storms will surely come. Sure as the sun sets in the sky, it shall be done. From that city on the hill, gonna wait it out till the wind's too still. At the pay for view, for the chosen few, yeah, the storms will surely come. Sure as that setting sun. So begins the exodus to the land of the unclouded day. With blood-bought ticket in your hand, carving out a trail of tears along the way. Traveling ever homeward under place. We shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty's saving grace. And when the bow does break under the Bible belt, we're safe, where there'll be no hidden allowed from a single storm cloud. From Athens to London to Paris to Rome, the stars are gonna shine. From here to Palestine, when the angels take flight deep from the heart of the dark Texas night, with crippled wings.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense, and the song that just played there was one called With Crippled Wings by the band Left to Experience off of their album The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, and before that, a song called The Computer Stopped Exchanging Information by the Newfound Interest in Connecticut off of their album Tell Me About the Long Dark Path Home. So two of those songs there, and they happen to be favorite songs of mine. And that's, I couldn't come up with really a cohesive theme for tonight, apart from just wanting to play songs that are really impactful for me, songs that I'd say generally tend to give me the shivers. So I guess this is a more personal playlist that I'm putting together for this show. So I don't know what really unites everything musically. I guess that that song With Crippled Wings by Left to Experience, it's more of a along the lines of post-rock before that math-rock, post-rock, emo stuff. So maybe there's still a connecting thread musically, but either way, the main goal for me in the music that I'm gathering up for this show is to just play stuff that I want to hear. Generally long songs, that's the main thing that I'm going with. Most of the songs that I'm playing this hour are going to be over the 6 minute mark. The three songs I'm playing this half hour are all over the 7 minute mark. So I think there's a little bit of fun in that too, playing sort of, I guess, epic songs that really build up a feeling over the duration of their play. So I really enjoy that, and I gotta say the songs that I'm playing are ones that I do really enjoy. And I think since when I was putting together the playlist, since I put on one of the songs, there was just like this constant feeling of shivers down my spine. So I think, at least by my own terms, I managed to pick songs that that fit. So I'm really happy about that. And I guess there's a whole mix of emotions going into this. I'm just being in a weird place lately, but I think there's something to, I don't know, a lot of big mix of kind of grand but also personal feelings going on, and maybe that's what I get out of the music. The next song that I'm going on to kind of falls away from the grand feeling of something like Live to Experience, which is, well, their album, The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, is a concept album about a band making a deal with God, so it's necessarily pretty grand there. But this next song coming up by The Brave Little Ibicus is much more dealing with personal matters, so I enjoy it for that reason. Anyway, this song is called Underground by The Brave Little Ibicus.
Like my home.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense. That song there was Underground by The Brave Little Abacus off of their album, Masked Dancers, Concern in So Many Things You Forget Where You Are. Anyway, this is about the end of this half hour of the show, so very soon we'll be moving on to the next.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. Show is Past Tense. The song that just played was Floodlit by the band Lowercase off of their album The Going Away Present. And before that, a song whose title translates about to The Clouds Will Descend Stepladders by Valley Magiline off of their album Hier kommt der Schwarzmond. Valley Magiline was a side project of the guys from Duster. So there's some obvious influences, and I think, well, influences, I should say that it's the same guys doing very similar music, just, I guess, different enough to warrant a change in name and a couple spin-off albums. I think it's interesting in that way. I think there are even perhaps live recordings of Duster where some of the songs that they play are actually Valley Magiline songs, or maybe just demos or whatever the heck it happens to be. But anyway, Valley Magiline is actually getting some attention. It's been well known to the community interested in the band Duster, but now Numero Group, which is I think a label that largely deals in restoring kind of cult classic music releases. They did one for, well, a few releases for Duster in particular. I think they re-released Stratosphere as well as Contemporary Movement. And I think they also put together the Capsule Losing Contact compilation, which was released, I guess, sometime in the last year in anticipation of Duster's latest release, which I think was at the end of 2019. But this new release that they're doing is for Valley Magiline. Looks like they've chosen some, since all of the tracks happen to be in German, they've, I guess, chosen particular translations of them. The title that they're giving to the album, with a new album cover, I might add, is Black Moon, though based off of the Google Translate version, the title was originally Here Comes the Black Moon. Also, looking at the song that I played there, The Clouds Will Descend Stepladders is the translation I got by directly plugging it into Google Translate, however iffy that might be. But it seems to be that the translation chosen for this new Numero Group release is The Clouds Will Drop Ladders. So a little bit different in intent. And given that the music is all instrumental, or at least largely so, there's not a lot else to draw from in terms of deciphering the meaning of these songs. But anyway, it's kind of interesting to see alternative takes, or perhaps Google Translate just really sucks. Though I really really doubt that the title from Hier kommt der Schwarzmond, that definitely seems like it would translate to Here Comes the Black Moon. So I don't know what the choice of exclusively Black Moon means, or the fact that they actually changed the cover art for this, which they did not do for Stratosphere and Contemporary Movement. So kind of interesting in that way. Looking at that Lowercase song, Lowercase was a band I came across when I was in high school, probably, I don't know, maybe my senior year, so like 4 years ago now. And I always thought it was a little bit strange that they had that I saw them with the designation of slowcore. I'm not really sure what to make of that. I always felt that they straddled some weird line. I guess maybe something closer to a post-hardcore band. But I guess really that's where the line is crossed between slowcore and post-hardcore, where it was really kind of a choice to slow down rather than take on whatever post-hardcore happens to be. And as I frequently say, I'm not well-versed enough in musical language to decipher these sorts of things. Anyway, coming up next is a proper slowcore song, one called Realize by Codeine. We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was one called All Teeth, a cover done by Have a Nice Life of a song originally done by the band called Afterlives. And before that was a song called Realize by the band Codeine, off of their Realize 7-inch EP. That cover of the Afterlives song, I think it was released on an unofficial compilation of recordings done by the band Have a Nice Life. So it's a little bit hard to categorize when I was punching it into the system. But either way, it's a really good track. The original is also a really fantastic song to listen to. Not too far departed, but there is something about the Have a Nice Life variant that draws me to it. I have listened to the original a lot, but I'm not really sure what to make of the distinction between them. I think I just listen to them when I, to either one, when there's a certain feeling that pulls me in. Anyway, it's kind of a song that makes me think of a friend of mine a lot, so it's really impactful. And along with every other song that I've played this hour, it's something that has a tendency to send shivers down my spine in a certain way, and to recall back certain poignant feelings and periods of time, maybe. I know I listened to that song a whole lot, probably, I don't know, something on the order of a year ago, maybe even during this period of time, about 2 years ago. It's, I guess, summer music for me in some weird sense, and I listened to it a lot. I remember after I'd finished work, both last summer and the summer before that, sitting around outside, either on my lunch break or after my entire day was done, just sitting around in the sun, you know, just about ready to head back. Spent a lot of time listening to music just before heading home last year, heading home from work every day, hopping on my bike. And I tend to have myself a snack to make sure I wasn't hungry on my bike ride home, and also put on some music to either get me into a particular mood or to hype me up for my bike ride so I could make it home as fast as possible, because I always had a lot of fun trying to push myself and see how fast I could make the bike ride home. And not only that, but I did a lot of speedy bike rides to work, mostly to avoid being more late than I already was. But that was a lot of fun, and probably the highlight, or perhaps highlights, of last summer for me, last spring and summer. And on this, the day that I'm recording this, the weather is rather gloomy, so it doesn't really beckon back to those times so much. But I remember all the nice, beautiful weather and spending my time just biking with the air going by and feeling really great for those 20, 25 minutes that I'd spend on my bike on the way home and spend on the bike on my way to work. So really kind of, I'd almost call them glorious times, especially now considering the hour that I'd take for lunch every day, sitting outside having, you know, a sandwich or yesterday's dinner leftovers and